It's Forces Radio BFBS with Natasha, and joining me now is Kimberly Folk from the Army Rugby Union. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in. It's not too early. It's what, 10 past nine?
Yeah, so it's manageable.
It's all right. It's very exciting though, because we're in the middle of the 2017 Inter-Service Championships. And last week we saw the RAF versus Navy at RAF Halton, and you were there.
Yeah, I went along and did a little bit of friendly research. That's what I'm calling it, rather than spying. I watched the seniors game in the afternoon. It was a great day for the RAF. All three teams that they had out that day won their matches. So the Masters, the women and the senior team all beat their Royal Navy opposition. So they'll be coming to Aldershot next week with a lot of confidence, and they'll be looking for wins next Wednesday as well to claim the inter-services title.
Goodness me. Well, it is very exciting because, as you said, next week at the Aldershot Military Stadium, we are going to see the Army take on the RAF. So just give us some more details of what time, where we can go, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So it's going to be a great day of rugby. So there's three matches on next Wednesday. We're starting with the Masters at 12 o'clock. Then we've got the women at 2 o'clock. And then there's the seniors match at 5 o'clock. All three games will be played on the Military Stadium on Queen's Avenue, and it's free entry, so we'd love for as many people to come along and get behind the Army team, because I think it's going to be some tough games next Wednesday, and we could do with lots of support there to cheer them on.
So how are the Army looking?
I'd like to say we're looking strong. You know, we've had a good season with some tough opposition. You know, they faced the Russian national side earlier this year, and they only narrowly lost to them. They've had tough opposition in Bedford and Nottingham, who are both championship clubs. They've been out on training camp in Portugal, you know, getting away from the UK and any distractions. They've been completely focused and they've been training really hard. They fly back this afternoon, so I'm hoping they're going to be in a good mindset and completely focused for next Wednesday.
And we were just mentioning that they've been doing a bit of Zumba.
Yeah, I heard they had a Zumba class this morning. I'm a bit jealous because I love Zumba myself, so I would have liked to have had a go. But apparently they got put in at the expert level and it was a few too many steps for some of our boys. But yeah, hopefully they'll have some nice fancy footwork on the pitch next Wednesday.
Well, it sounds exciting. And also some good news is that we've got Rocco back.
Yeah, really good news. So Samisa Rocco-Duguni, he's on a full-time professional contract with Bath Rugby, also capped twice for England. But he's going to be here with the squad for both inter-services games, but he'll be here next week to take on the RAF with the rest of the team, so we're hoping for a strong performance from him.
Oh, exciting stuff. So this is all happening, as we said, next Wednesday at the Aldershot Military Stadium.
Yes, it is.
Right, well, get on down there.